Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash. Chapter 15. The Lost Girl's Lost Novel.
Andrea Wilson showed up the next morning with the manuscript. She seemed pretty hungover. Thank you for this.
Let me know when you finish it. It's a ride.
Are you going to be okay, Mrs. Wilson?
What kind of a question is that? Do I look okay? I'm sorry. I gotta get to work.
She left. Now there was nothing to do but read. Golden Ash by Madeira Perry. Dedicated to Malta and Milan. For 2 hours, I pored through Madeira's escapist fantasy. I don't read much YA dystopian fiction, but I have to admit, it was engrossing. Her characters were vivid. The plot was a bit contrived, but as Lee told me,
YA dystopias are all super contrived and high concept. It's what the author does with it that makes them work or not.
You want to read this?
The Lost Girl's Lost Novel? You bet your ass I do.
I gave Lee what I'd already read. He caught up quick.
Hurry up. I want to know what happens to Jacob and Jessamine.
How are you reading so fast?
How are you reading so slowly?
We both read on for another 4 hours. Lee got ahead of me and finished first. Are you crying?
What part are you at?
Aurea has just forsworn Marcellus for Dorian. I mean, why would she do that? She doesn't love Dorian. Marcellus was going to leave Selma.
Just keep reading.
Oh. Oh, no. What? How could he?
I know!
Marcellus, you idiot.
Right?
She was better off alone.
But she was trapped in a society that she couldn't conform to.
Well, that's depressing.
That's YA dystopian fiction, my friend. Holding a mirror up to reality.
I mean, it's a beautiful final image, though. Her heart and the golden ash tree. Like the poetry of it.
I know. The fact that a 16-year-old wrote this, now, I'm impressed.
I don't really know what to make of this. I mean, I see, obviously, Jacob and Jessamine are Milan and Malta.
Obviously.
If Madeira herself is Aurea...
The girl with color-changing hair.
Marcellus and Selma are... Nate and Andrea Wilson?
I mean, it's possible.
Cordelia Marchand was working on a YA dystopian novel.
She was, eh? That's interesting.
A Cinderella story, she said, in a world where love is discouraged.
That's literally what we just read. You think she stole it?
I don't know if she stole it. Knowingly. Andrea Wilson said she found this at the bottom of a drawer under a pile of other things. Cordelia said Nate gave her the idea for this. For this story.
When?
That's the question.
Are you calling her now?
The person you are calling is unavailable. Please hang up and try your call.
She's not answering. I gotta call the Perrys.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Perry, Detective Shaker.
Oh, hello again. We just can't seem to get rid of you, can we?
Sorry to bother you. I wish I had any kind of news. I was just wondering if I could run a few things by you. We have what might be a new lead. I wish it was more.
Of course, anything. Yes, please.
I was wondering if you could tell me, that is, if you know anything about Golden Ash. Mrs. Perry?
I'm sorry? Do I know anything about what?
Golden Ash?
What is that? Some kind of plant?
No, it's...
Hi, Mom.
Oh, sorry, I'm just picking up the twins from school.
Perfect. Actually, could I speak to Malta?
You're not going to get their hopes up, are you?
Pardon?
Just... Please. Remember their kids. They don't always seem like it. I know they're bright, but they are sensitive and vulnerable. We're all just trying to...
Who are you talking to?
It's the nice detective, sweetie.
Did they find Maddie?
I'm putting you back on speakerphone, detective.
Okay. Hi, kids.
Hi.
We found Golden Ash.
What's that?
Golden Ash. It's Madeira's book.
Madeira wrote a book?
Cool.
Fraxinus excelsior, aurea. The Golden Ash is a deciduous tree that can grow to heights of up to 60 feet. Known for its bright yellow leaves, and is actually a member of the olive family.
So informative, Alicia, honey. Thank you.
What's it about?
I just thought you should know.
Can we have it? Can we read it?
Yes, absolutely. But not just yet. We're hoping it might have some clues.
All right. Well, thank you for keeping us informed.
Take care. Those kids are fucking with me.
Come on, they're just little kids.
Malta's the one who first told me about Golden Ash.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm gonna try Marchand again.
Yes, Detective, what is it?
Ms. Marchand, how are you?
I'm writing. Or rather, I'm trying, but the phone keeps ringing.
Forgive me for distracting you. I just happened to think of a few more questions, if you would oblige me.
Go on, then.
This new novel you've been working on. You said Nate gave you the idea?
That's right.
When?
Heavens. I suppose it's been a while. A year ago, I think.
So October of last year?
That sounds about right. Detective, what is this about?
You have a title?
A working title, yes.
Golden Ash?
How on earth do you know that?
Can we meet in person, Ms. Marchand? She hung up on me.
Well, I guess you're driving out to the burbs again.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.